Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 13th day of the month of Cheshvan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Pesach Betzalel Ben Chaya Batsheva, Halina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have Rafua Shalema. Additionally, as always, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters who are still, after 400 plus days, being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home today to their families. Please consider supporting the Daily Call. Those of you who have been with us since the beginning may have noted that in over a year, I think essentially since we returned last year, the first call after October 7th, I made a decision on my own that it just didn't feel right that the home call was going to be lasered in, focused just on saying Tehillim and learning together. And I dropped asking for sponsorships. And I believe in the year since I have not asked for it, and nor do we ever require it or mandate it or anything. But we greatly appreciate your support. You have the option to do so by dedicating a day, a week, or a month. And sponsorships are announced on the daily call as well as listed in the daily email. Dedications can be in honor of a loved one, for a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, for any reason. And of course, in the schus and the merit of a refuah shalema, or to commemorate a yard site, to make a sponsorship to support the daily call, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, the link is ou.org/call. We greatly appreciate your generosity and support. Again, the link is ou.org/call. This week, we continue to celebrate and commemorate now more than 1,000 daily Tehillim and Chizuk calls, which began at the onset of COVID. We've had an incredible lineup this week and really excited about today's as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce someone who's been an incredible inspiration to me and to our family and really to the entire Jewish world, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the OU, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Weinreb fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Weinreb will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach, with the Chayalim, the Mishaberach, with the Shvuyim, finally concluding with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom are in need of refuah and all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Well, thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for your introduction and for all your remarks. It is indeed a privilege to be able to speak to the group that assembled now, listening to the words, to my introductory words, and then to the Tehillim that we'll be reciting together. This particular few days have been days of celebration and commemoration of the fact that we've been doing this program now for 1,000 days. And the tefillos have been flying up to heaven for this long time, all because of you listeners who are participating. I'd like to say a few words about the nature of reciting Tehillim and similar tefillos and Torah study. The Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, was the Rosh Yeshiva of Voloshin, considered the mother yeshiva of all contemporary yeshivos. And he wrote many books, but probably the most well-known is his commentary on the Chumash, known as Ha'amek Dover. And there, he presents an interesting idea several times over the course of the entire Chumash. One example is on the first words of Perek Dalet in Parshas Vayeshanan, that's the fourth chapter of Devarim, of Deuteronomy. And it tells us there that Ribono Shel Olam is speaking to the Jewish people, and he says, V'ato Yisrael Shemal HaChukim I'm telling you, I, God, I'm teaching you Torah, Chukim, Mishpatim. Why? L'ma'an tichyu, so that you should live. U'vosem v'irishtem es ha'oretz, and come to inherit the land, asher Hashem Elokei Avuseichem nosein lochem, that God, the God of your fathers, has given to you. So he asks the question, what does it mean? Listen to the Torah so that you should live. Is studying Torah a guarantee of life? Sometimes people study Torah and die young. Sometimes people study Torah and live to a ripe old age. What does this mean, l'ma'an tichyu? So he says that tichyu here doesn't mean just to live, to survive, to be alive. Rather, it means to be lively, to be active, to have pleasure in what you're doing, to really be involved, to feel elevated. That's l'ma'an tichyu. Torah gives you a chayus. Torah gives you a vibrant life, a life of enthusiasm. And he says, he uses this understanding of life, of the word life, of the word chayim, many, many times in his commentary. For example, in Parshas Nitzavim, in the 30th chapter of Devarim of Deuteronomy, the pasuk reads, "Umol Hashem Elokecha es lovcho v'es lovav zarecha." God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. Liyahavo es Hashem Elokecha, to love God. V'chol lovcho v'chol nafshecha l'ma'an chayecha. That the Torah is given to us so that we should worship God with all of our heart, with all of our inspiration, with all of our devotion, with all of our emotion, with all of our cognition, l'ma'an chayecha, so that you should live a life of life. The Torah is a Torah chayim, a Torah to give you vibrancy, activity, confidence, resilience. That's what it's all about. That's a thought of the Nitziv. All of us who have been participating in this program, whether regularly day after day for 1,000 days or just for a sample few days here and there, this act that we're about to do, to recite Tehillim, to have in mind other Jews, to have in mind peace on earth, to have in mind all of these important, important values of Judaism, that itself we have to do it with enthusiasm. We can't just recite, we can't just mimic the words, we have to say them with life, with vibrance, with enthusiasm, and then we will be rewarded with feelings of strength and confidence and security. This thought is expressed in a different words by an entirely different major Jewish leader, and that is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, of Hasidism. And he says this upon a verse in Parshas Noach. Noach was told, when he was building the ark, when he was building the teva, Tohar ta'asel ha-teva, make a window so that light can come into the teva, light can come into the ark. The Baal Shem Tov points out that the word teva, which in this context by Noach means the ark, the word teva also means the words of Torah, the words of Tehillim. Tohar ta'asel ha-teva means invest in putting life, fire, vivacity, enthusiasm, chayus, tohar, a light. Put that into the words that we say. The words should not just be muttered or spoken without any spirit and feeling behind them. You have to have a tohar. He points out that the word tohar, tzadik hei resh, twist the letters around a bit, and it means sorrow. Sorrow means pain, agony, suffering. No, don't say these words with a sense of suffering. Say these words with a sense of power, with a sense of hope, with a sense of courage, with a sense of life. Put those into the words, and then you'll receive back Tzohar, not sorrow, but Tzohar, light, illumination, brightness, the ability to see, to survive. And that is a thought that we all can take with us. And these are just my few words of introduction to today's recitation of the Tehillim. Let us begin by reciting together chapter 20. Chapter 20 is a very appropriate psalm. It is one that speaks really to the issues of today, but the issues in general of Yiddish Tzoros, of the suffering of Jewish people, hostages, soldiers, the injured, the sick, the ill, the victims of anti-Semitism, which sadly is spreading way beyond the borders of the land of Israel. Let's begin reciting together Psalm 20, Tehillim Kapitel Chof. Bamnaseach Mizmor LeDovid. This is a Tehillim composed by none other than David, King David. Yancho Adonai Biyom Tzoro. May God respond to us in this time of woe. Yisagevcho Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh, may God send us support from His holy place. Umitzion Yisodeko, may He sustain us, may He nourish us from Zion. Yizkor Ko Minchosecho, Yolosho Yedash Neselo, Yitain Lecho Kilvovecho, Bechol Atzosho Miyamalei, may He recognize and fulfill all of our thoughts, all of our hope. Niranana bishuvasecho v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yamalei Adonai kol mishalosecho. May we be privileged to sing about God's salvation. May we be privileged to have all of our desires fulfilled. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishmei kodesho, Bigvuros Yesha Yemino, Elevorechev, Vielev Atsusim, Vanasnu Bishem, Adonai Eloheinu Naskir. Our enemies have chariots, they have horses, they have tanks, they have missiles, they have drones, and we have the Lord our God. Hema Koru Venofolu, they will fall. Vanasnu Kamnu Vanisodod. We will resiliently stand and be encouraged. Donoi Hoshio Hamelech Ya'anenu V'yom Koreinu. May God respond to us on this day that we call upon Him. The next psalm that we will read together is Psalm 23, a very famous psalm, Tehillim Chof Gimel. Mizmor LeDovid, Adonoi Roi Lo Echsor. God is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the os deshe yarbitseni, amei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech begei tzalmoves lo iro ro, ki ato imodi. That even when I walk in the shadow of death, Nebuchadnezzar, the hostages who remain, are walking in the gates, some of us, under tunnels in horrible, horrible, unimaginably horrible conditions. They are in the gates, some of us. But even there, lo iroro, we will fear no evil. Because God is with us. Shiftecho mishantecho heima yinachamuni. God's staff, God's rod, God's power, they will console me. They will comfort me. Daroch lefonai shulchon neged sororoi. Yishanto v'ashem en roshi kosi revoyo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yemei chayoi. May only good and compassion accompany me all the days of my life. V'shafti b'veis Hashem Li'oref Yomim, and may I dwell in the house of the Lord for forever. We'll move now to Tehillim Kuf Chof Aleph, Psalm 121. Tehillim Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir Lamalos, Esoi Nael Hehorim Me Ayin Yovo Ezri. I lift my eyes up until the hills. I want to see where will my help come from. And the answer, Ezri Me'im Adonoi Osei Shomayim V'Oretz. My help, my assistance, my rescue will come from God Himself, the Creator of heaven and earth. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecho, Al Yonum Shomrecho. He will not sleep. Hinei Lo Yonum V'Lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. The guardian of Israel is alive and alert and waiting to assist us. Adonai Shomrecho, Adonai Tzilcho Al Yad Yiminecho. Yomom Hashemesh Lo Yakeko V'Yoreach Baloylo. Adonai Yishmorcho Mikol Ro Yishmores Nafshecho. May God preserve you, guard you, protect you from all evil. May He protect you and may He protect your soul. Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcho V'Echo. May Atovi Adolom. May Ribono Shel Olam, the Lord, guard your going and your coming from now and evermore. The next capital, next chapter of Psalms that we will read is 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos Min Ma'amakim Kerotzicho Adonai. God, I'm calling upon you from the depths of suffering, from the depths of tunnels, from the depths of traps, from the depths of enemy weapons, from all the depths, from the depths of my heart, from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my anxiety, from the depths of my hope. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm calling upon you. Adonai Shema V'Koli, hear my voice. Tihiyena Osnecho Kashuvosh L'Kol Tachanunoi. May you hear my pleadings. Imavono Tishmoryo Adonai Miyamo. God, don't look upon my shortcomings, upon my sins. Who is perfect? Who is perfect? And if one was judged for all of his failings, nobody would be able to survive the test. Yimcho Hashlicha, because God, you are a forgiving God. Lama'an Doroy. Kivisi Adonai Kivso Nafshi Lidvaro Hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonoi mishomrim l'aboker, shomrim l'aboker. Yachel Yisroel el Adonoi, im Adonoi hachesed v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifte es Yisroel mikol avonosov. Finally, Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm number 142. Whenever I recite this psalm, and many have chosen this as a very, very appropriate Kapitel Tehillim to recite on the occasions of Tzora, the occasions of great trouble. I understand from my teachers, many of whom were hostages in a sense in their own way, that when they fled from Eastern Europe to survive the Holocaust, they fled to Shanghai in China. And they stayed there for years, imprisoned, not knowing what happened to their loved ones, most of whom were killed in the Holocaust, and not knowing what the next day brought in terms of food, in terms of shelter, in terms of security. And eventually they were able to escape from Shanghai, and most of them settled either in Eretz Yisrael or in these United States of America. I understand that this was the Kapil Tehillim that they recited, and you will notice how the words fit that period of imprisonment, of anxiety, of living in the unknown, and just praying desperately for some type of rescue fits everything that we're experiencing at this time. Matzki leDavid b'hiyoso b'ma'oro tefila. This is the prayer of David, of King David, of David HaMelech, when he was in the cave, the dark cave of desperation. Koli el Adonoi ezok, koli el Adonoi eschanon. I'll scream out to God. Eshpoch lefanov sichi. I will pour out before him what I have to say. I will tell him of my woes. They're laying a trap for me. I feel entrapped. No one is coming to my rescue. I'm crying out to you, my God. I say, you are my salvation. You are my protection. Listen to my song of prayer, because I need to be fetched up. I have fallen to the bottom of the pit. Save me from those who pursue me, because they are stronger than I am. Hosea mi masker nafshi, release me from this imprisonment. Hodos eshemecho, so that I can come out of this prison, come into freedom, and express my thanksgiving to you. Bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol oloi. We proceed now to say the prayer of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisroel, my brothers, the entire house of Israel, all Jewish people, Anisunim batzoro uveshivyo, who are in great, great danger, who are in captivity, ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, whether they were at sea or on dry land, ha'mokom yurachem aleihem, may the Almighty have compassion upon them, v'yotziein mitzoro lirvocho, and may He take them out of pain, of difficulty, of persecution, to an open space, to freedom. From darkness to light. And from subjugation, from imprisonment to redemption. Hashta now, ba'agola, quickly, uvizman koriv, as soon as possible, v'nomar, amen. And let us say, amen. We will now recite several prayers, the first one being the Mishaberach for the Chayolei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov. May He, the Lord, who is the God of our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, who Yivorech Es Chayolei Tevo Hagano LeYisrael, may He bless the Israeli Defense Forces, and all those who work on behalf of the security of the people of Israel, who stand guard over our land and upon the cities of our God, from the borders of Lebanon, until the deserts of Egypt, from the Mediterranean Sea, ad Levoho Aravo, until the plains inland, Ubechol Makom Shehem, and wherever they are, Bayabosha Ba'aviru Bayom, whether they're on dry land, whether they're on the air, or whether they're at sea, Yitain Adonai Es Oyveinu Hakomim Olenu Nigofim Lifnehem. May the Lord grant the fact that our enemies will be defeated by our defense forces. May God preserve and rescue our soldiers mikol sora v'tzuko, from any type of difficulty and persecution and torture. Mikol nagol machlo, from every wound, from every disease. Yishlach brocho v'hatlocho b'chol ma'asa yedeihem. May He deliver success and blessing to everything they do. Yadber sonenu tachtehem v'yadrein b'chesa Yeshua b'teres nitzachon. May they be crowned with crowns of glory and victory. V'yikuyam bohem hakosuv. May the verse be fulfilled for them. Yadonoi Eloheichem haholech imochem lihilochem lochem imoybechem. God accompanies you as you go to war against your enemies, Hoshia etzem, to deliver you, to save you, to rescue you, the Nomar Omen. And now let's say another Misha Berach, especially for those being held in a terrible captivity in the tunnels and the hiding places of the enemies in Gaza. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Dovid Shlomo Hu Yivorech V'Yishmor V'Yinsores Ne'adorei Tzavo Hagona L'Yisrael, those soldiers who have been held captive and imprisoned, Mushavuyov, and for those citizens who have been hostages, V'Eskola Achenu, and Esunim B'Sarov Yishuvia, for all our brethren, wherever they are, V'Avur, Shekol HaKadosh Hazeh, that all the hundreds who participate in this program and others, countless thousands, who pray along with us in wherever they are. May the Ribbono Shlom hear their prayers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamalei Rachmim Aleihem. May He have compassion upon them. V'yotziyeh mechoshech v'tzal moves, and take them out of darkness and out of the shadow of death. U'mososeihem yinateh. May He tear asunder their chains. U'mimsukoseihem yoshiyem, and save them from their dire, dire straits. And return them to the lap of their families. May they return to Zion, to Zion, with song, the Simchas Olam al Rosham, and eternal joy upon their heads. The Son v'Simcha Yasigu, may happiness and fulfillment, may they achieve that. But Nasu Yagon v'Onocha, and all types of sorrow and agony be gone. The Nomar Omein, may we recite Omein. Finally, we'll conclude with a Mishaberach for the sick, whether they're sick because of anxiety, trauma, war wounds, or just being in the face of the enemy, or whether they're sick people, wherever they are, wherever our brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, parents, children are in the entire world and need a refuah shelema, need a cure, a healing. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchok V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron Dovid Shlomo. And what I'm going to do now is pause for a moment so that you can insert the name of the person or persons, men or women, whom you want to pray for specifically. So I'll pause for a moment. Hu yivorech v'yirapeh et. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yamalei rachamim olof. Achlimo olaraposo lahaziko lahachayoso v'yishlach lohem mehiro refuah shulema menashamayim. Ramach evreihem ushisag yideihem, l'chol evreihem ul'chol yideihem, b'sof sh'or chole Yisrael. Refuah tanefesh refuah taguf. May they all experience a healing of the soul and a healing of the body. Ashto ba'agolo v'zman koriv. Now, soon, immediately, the nomar omein. May we all recite Amen. I wish you all well. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for this wonderful program ongoing. May we be able to say Hallel. We'll say Psalms, but Psalms of song and praise to Ribbono Shel Olam for delivering us from all the sorrows and delivering us to the time of a Geula Shelema, of a complete, total redemption. B'mehera v'yameinu v'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb, even after more than 1,000 calls, you have been able to make me still cry on this program. So very much appreciative of you being back with us and looking forward, Emir Tashem, to the next opportunity to have you on. I also want to thank part of what makes this call a global call. We have wonderful callers from Israel and from Canada. So we have someone who's been with us since the beginning from Germany. We are really a global program. I want to thank Shoshana Hutz, who has tracked every single program since the first one, who's constantly checking in with me, who has a spreadsheet and all the information, and it is really to her credit, it was on her radar that we were approaching number 1,000, and so I want to really express my hakaras hatov to her as well, and we look forward to 2,000 in Yerush Hashem. We keep growing. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time, share moments of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.